Okay. Okay, guys on VBS. Hello, everybody. Now we're still checking people in.
Hi, it's Bonnie.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi, Bonnie.
Hi, everyone. Hello.
Hey, Bonnie. Hey, Bonnie. Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Bonnie, do you want a job?
Yeah, I need a job.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm going to think about it, okay?
Okay. All right, cool. I'm a very good proofreader, too.
You are.
I'm very good with the English language.
Mm-hmm. Would you like to say your name and your city?
Yes. Phyllis from Swim, Washington.
Hello, Phyllis.
Hi, Phyllis.
Hi.
Hello.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. What a fabulous call it was last night. Thank you very, very much.
Is that Bonnie? Oh, that's Phyllis.
Yep.
Yes. If you celebrate Christmas.
Phyllis, what did you think of the little session I did with Jesus?
I wanted to listen to it again. I haven't yet, but I thought it was fascinating.
Mm-hmm. Well, I sent the replay out today.
Is it replay number? I know there's the Sunday replay number.
No. It's in your email.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Are you on one of my
yes.
lists? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm on one of them.
All right. I'm finally sending an email out where I'm not trying to sell something.
Well, that's okay. But all of them are okay. All of them are good.
Thank you.
They are.
Yeah, all of them are appreciated.
For a long time, I felt guilty about selling things to my group. I thought I was doing a business. Would you like to say your name and your city?
Dr. Art in Hampton, Virginia.
Hi, hello, Art. Dr. Art.
Hello,
Dr. Art. Good night.
Good, Dr. Art.
How's everybody? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
And you.
So you were feeling guilty.
But we were just putting them in stores, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it was a point where Terry was on the verge of losing her house.
Right.
We didn't have enough money coming in. And figured out how to import things from China.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I heard of, would you like to say your name and your city?
Debbie from Costa Mesa, California.
Hi, Debbie.
Hello,
Debbie.
Christmas guys.
Oh,
hello, honey.
And someone else checked in. Would you like to say your name and your city?
Hey, Wayne. It's Jera in Finland. Hey, everybody.
Hi, Jera.
Hi, Jera.
Hello.
Hey.
Jera, you didn't hear the Christmas Eve call, did you?
Yeah, I was there.
You were on. Did you like it?
Yeah, it was really good. It was great to see so many new people coming in and old people
mm-hmm.
rejoining.
Yes.
And by the way, you can discard my mail. I got the book from Amazon as a used one.
Which book?
Ding.
Oh, would you like to see your name in your city?
Hi, it's Bill in Sky Valley. Merry Christmas.
Hi,
Hi Bill.
Hi, Bill.
Hello, Bill.
Hey, Bill.
Hi, guys.
Bill, did you listen to last night's call?
I didn't get a chance to.
Well, you can't come today, then.
Or part of it, maybe. I heard the beginning part, and then my phone cut out. I was on the road.
Well, I sent an email out today with a link to the whole thing. Would you like to say your name and your city?
Hi, it's Jane in Pennsylvania.
Hi, Jane.
Hey, Jane.
Hi.
Hello, Jane.
Let me say the replay is worth listening to.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Maybe you should send that that the replay out to what's his name? Young.
Oh, Jim Young.
He'll probably never talk to you then.
Yeah, well, I thought about doing it, but decided not to.
Yeah, I think you're smart.
Yeah, right.
Mark put a friend of his on the phone while I happened to call him, and I said hello to him, and I started talking to him about my work, and I didn't really know that he was a traditional fundamentalist Christian who started 200 churches or something around the world. And,
wow.
And he was very, I thought he was a very cool guy. And, but after I hung up, Art emailed me and said, don't ever talk to that guy again. He thinks you're demonic. So, in any case, what time is it? 7:15. We're going to get started. And, I'm giving Terry a break tonight. Who's making all that noise? God.
Muted. The recording has started.
This is December 25th, 2019. And, Wynn in Sedona, and we're going to do a replay today. Hopefully, it'll all work. Let's see. And we're taking a rest because we did this 2-hour Christmas Eve call last night, and Terry in particular is taking a rest from channeling. We normally, and we very rarely do this, but we normally have people send questions in, and we channel them from our sources. If anyone is on our list, or anyone listening on BBS is not on our list, go to intelligent-infinity.com, intelligent-infinity.com. And there's a little sign-up thing to get a free book of mine called The Creator Gods of the Physical Universe Want to Talk to You. It tells the whole story of how this got started. And we did a call yesterday. I should mute everybody. Mute the dings. Where it was our annual Christmas Eve talk, and it was pretty good because there's a lot of connections with Jesus in our group, not in a religious sense, but in an actual sense. And hang on, let me get rid of these. I don't usually talk about it, but it's pretty amazing. And right now, I'm going to do a call. Let me see here. From February 4th, 2015. And I was looking at some of the questions people asked. Here's one of them. I don't know if I got to this question, to tell you the truth. But if Prime Creator is not ready at this time to talk to us, why not? And when will Prime Creator be ready to talk to us? Now, I wonder how they answered that. Okay. But in any case, if I asked it, we'll find out, okay? Check.
on the call, it's a charisma or a magnetism that's not just limited to the physical expression. You know, sometimes people will look at a call like this and they'll think there's a technique we're doing, or that they can mimic something and they can do it too. And of course they can, but they can only do it if they connect to the spiritual light or the Holy Spirit. They can't do it by mimicking the form, because the form is magnetic and there's juice behind the form that continues after the call. And many of you have experienced that, and that starts a growth in you that is never stops once you get it, okay? And so on that note, I'm going to start with our questions for tonight. And,
I would like to say something also.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, sometimes when, in fact, quite often, when I'm channeling, the Elohim are interacting. If they're asked a question on a certain subject, then they go and they take a look. For instance, there was one fellow that had died, and his mother asked if he was okay and what was going on with him. Well, then there's a pause, and they find, they don't always find the person, but sometimes the person isn't available in the view, but very often they find the person. And then in this one case, they found the person, and now they were dealing with the person who had died. And the person who had died was scared out of his mind and was petrified, scared to move. He didn't know what happened, and he was scared to make a move for fear that he'd mess up. And but he was stuck. He was taking drugs. He got stuck out of his body. He couldn't get back, and he was just stuck in a paralysis. And so then they evaluated the situation, and they gave him a little greeting. Hello, it's like, and he responded. He says, "I gotta call my mom. I promised I'd call my mom." But this interaction to somebody listening to the channeling wouldn't sound that smooth, because there was the contact time, there was the interaction between their talking to the fellow and his response, but they're reporting what's happening, but there is a response time. So sometimes it seems like they might say, wait a minute, and they're checking things out, and then they report. So it's not like yaddy, 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 yaddy. There's interaction time. This is like real live stuff going on right now with the channeling. And so that's one of the reasons why it just doesn't go yaddy, 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 yaddy. Anyway, that's my comment.
Well, thank you. And so, you know, when we first started, the first time we asked a question about someone else was in 2003, I believe. It was Terry. And, I mean, I'm sitting there talking to this voice that says they're the Elohim, and I'm trying to figure out who they are? I mean, how does this work? I mean, are they God? You know, I knew Elohim was the word for God. What's the experience of that? Can they do anything? You know, what's the limits of the relationship? And, of course, they did that thing with my sister where her lupus disappeared. And it seemed like I'm talking to the source. I asked them, and something like that happens. It's like, where do you go with that? How does that unfold? How does that expand? And here we are. This is how it's expanded from that time. And I see that they have, in an old paradigm of the word God, you would think God is omniscient. God is omnipotent, right? And I think that's, on one level, that's probably true. But God is everything, and so we are part of all that. And the Elohim is part of all of that, but they're a far bigger part than we are, as is the rock group, a far bigger part than we are. And so it's like, it's really God interacting with God. And that's what we're doing here. And we're a lower aspect of God. They're a higher aspect of God. And the traditional thought of God being omnipotent and omniscient might be not quite true in that way, but the Elohim
The Elohim, they don't say that they're God.
No, I know it. I know it. But sometimes people think that on the calls, okay? And they're an aspect of all that is. They're just a big aspect. And they can go move their energy and look at something down here when they're requested. They can look at you. They can look at your dilemmas. And sometimes Terry may not get it all right in the way she expresses it. This is like a really kind of seat of the pants, not perfectly precise experience. That's what I get it as. Now, if someone thinks there's a better experience, let me know, and I like to check it out. So far, this is like one of the most amazing things I have ever experienced, to get this huge breath of understanding of the big picture of how the universe works from the sources that are at the top. And it makes sense. It makes sense to my logical mind. And for many of you listening, it's making sense to you. It puts pieces together of this vast puzzle that don't seem to make sense. How do they all integrate? And this is coming up with a huge integration. And one of the tricks is, being in this realm, is learning very carefully how to distinguish between magnetic light, which is charisma, and spiritual light, which is compassion. And very high, that may not be the best. I'm going to talk about it on Sunday. Because once you get this, once you can get this distinction, your level of discernment goes up. You see how to evaluate things. You know, there's so many people talking right now and getting attention. They're doing this, that, and the other. And some of them are really contributing and valid. And others are on big ego trips, saying, look at me. Look what I can do. And they're working in a magnetic light. And there's sources on the other side that even can channel through people that are working on magnetic light. And it is really tricky. If I didn't go through all the experiences I've gone through, I don't think I could figure it out. I think I would get deceived. I would. It's just too tricky. But just look, if anyone wants you to give up your power, say, follow me. I am it. I have the answers. I'd really test that one really strongly before you jump in and get too involved. Okay, on that note, let us go through the channeling. And, you know, I make the disclaimer once again that this is an imprecise thing. Go with the answers that you can use, that you can apply, and that can make a change. Because once you use something, and if it works, then you know it was right because it worked. And the answers for one person may not be the answer for another person. So be open to that. And ask questions. You know, one of the great things about asking a question, and this is one of the questions they answered for me in 2003, and I said, is there any benefit in you answering somebody's question besides just the information that's contained in the answer? And they said, when we answer somebody's question, we have to move into their field and feel their energy in order to come up with the answer. And that when we leave their field, it leaves a track. And that track is available if the person chooses to look for it, to help that person expand into a higher hologram and even connect to the Elohim. So there's a great benefit to asking a question on these calls. And if you're listening and you've never asked, I urge you to take advantage, because this is a really rare thing to be doing in this realm live. No secrets, no private meetings. And again, one of the things about asking questions. Now, Carla Ruckert, you know, has a whole thing about not asking transitory questions because they can lead to a lower source coming in to answer the question, and even a negative source. So we sometimes dance on the line of the, allowing certain questions to come in. And it seems, what I've noticed is, even when somebody asks a transitory question on our calls, you know, a transitory question is like, should I marry Joe or Jim? Or is an earthquake going to strike L.A.? On what day is it going to happen? Well, first of all, within that question, you assume that there is a day and they would know. And that we've learned that everything in the future is a in-process deal that we are creating. Meaning the human, all of humanity. And the more people that have more expanded connections to higher realms that are predisposed towards the positive, the better the creation is. So anything is open to shift. I believe that every time I'm on George Norrie and a bunch of people come into our calls, we change the paradigm slightly. If I have a best-selling book and this work gets out, again, it's an opportunity to change the paradigms, because we're moving the trajectory of the future into a higher paradigm, a higher timeline, okay? And yes, you can make a projection from a lower timeline. You could say, if everything is just the way it is right now, on what date will something happen? And there might be an answer to that that is only based on the present moment. And if that could shift tomorrow, and yet if you say it, you're locking in that trajectory just by saying it. Everyone will start believing it. So that's the problem with making those kinds of predictions. And
right.
if somebody's doing that, then be sure to remember this aspect of things, okay? It's like there's lots of stories where there's a fire and everything is destroyed, but somebody was praying in one house and the fire went around that house, okay? And, Joe, you wanted to say something?
Yeah, there have been a couple instances when we were channeling. One was in a private session where they just commented there's going to be a 6-point earthquake tomorrow in Los Angeles. And, it was just real fast offhand, and then there was. There was another one where we were on the line, and I think you were in Sedona and I was in L.A., and the line kept dropping out, and we kept having to call back, and ask the sources what was going on, and they said the grids were, moving and electrically challenged. They were electrically moving, and that there was going to be an earthquake, and you were saying, can it be lower in magnitude and stuff? And they said yes, but it can't. It's gone too far. The earthquake has to happen. And then the next day there was a 6.8, but it wasn't in a center where any population was. It happened in the Gulf of California, and so it's like sometimes it can be changed, but within certain parameters.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, so let's get to the questions, because we've talked too long, and we have a lot of questions. Father,
right.
Mother God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here, and any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy, radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection for all that are on this call, and all that are on the internet, and that all that are listening to the replays that would like to participate in that, while honoring the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. And we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Yes, this is Ra An, and we greet you in the love light of the one infinite creator. We are delighted to be with you, each and every one of you. It is a precious moment in time, a sacred moment in time, when we get a chance to so connect. Do you have questions?
Yes, this is from Anne in Burbank. She just sent it to me, but it's a really good one. I feel that I got a connection with Ron soon after I started listening to these calls. I see the peak light every time I meditate, and my mood and attitude have improved. I'm grateful for this. However, my financial situation only seems to get worse. I do everything I'm supposed to do. I meditate every day. I'm hopeful and try to focus on the positive. I help people whenever I can, and I get blocks and setbacks every time I try to do something to improve my finances. Now I know for sure I have souls that are trying to sabotage everything I do. About 3 weeks ago, when I was still in bed but was not fully awake, I got a message that said, "You will fail." This message repeated 3 times. I was shocked because I knew they were not my thoughts. Later, I have tried to talk to them in a loving way, like Lynn suggested. But how can you tell when they leave? Do the sources have any other ideas how to get them to leave me alone? Thank you, Anna. And, you know, I'd like to expand your question because I think a lot of people have that issue where they do things and they are quote-unquote good and they're loving, and yet they have huge obstacles regarding money and finances. So could our sources address that? Thank you.
Thank you. Give us a moment. When you move into the energy and the energy of, say, a job that you wish to do, of a money-making activity, something that can bring in a good living for you, when you can get the enthusiasm and the energy of that job, one way you could do it would be by meeting somebody that was in that profession or doing something in that area, and then seeing their energy and feeling their energy. Then when your energy and enthusiasm and intention is high, it can override all negative forces, whether the negative forces are coming from outside you or whether they are an implanted thought of failure from something that happened in your past and it just comes in, or it is some other factor within your own space. When you can get your energy high enough so that it can override and overtake whatever negativity may be coming to you, then in your enthusiasm, in your connections, the people around you will feel it. And you need to bring in money from outside sources. And then when the energy is high enough, then your connection with the sources that bring in you money can be cemented, fused, and made more solid.
Is that it, the answer?
Yes.
Yeah, just to add one thing from my point of experience is if you are a wanderer, if you have come into this realm to be of service here, speaking from my own experience, I get bored immediately as soon as I'm doing something just to make money, or my attention span is very short. And I have to do things that integrate and create energy connection with other people. That's part of what I'm doing. And then I can be motivated. But if I'm doing it just for money, I can't be motivated. It's like if I'm looking for something in the world, and I am I am intuitive, and I can feel energy. So I will make a lot of phone calls for what I'm looking for. And Terry's seen me do this because I can zero in on the right thing. I can go on the internet and even look at somebody's picture. Now, I may not always be 100% right, but when I feel the connection, I can aim towards that thing, and I stand a much higher chance of getting something right than just looking for a job, so to speak. And if I was looking for a job, I would use that ability to feel who I wanted to work for or who I wanted to connect with. And if I didn't feel co-creative energy from looking at the website or looking at the person's picture or feeling their voice on the phone, in a really good company, the enthusiasm goes right down to whoever answers the phone. And you can feel it if you're looking for it. You might have to go through 50 or 100 things. But instead of looking for a job, look for a situation where you feel a vibe that feels the oneness energy. And the and if that happens to be called a job, then go after that and tell them, I feel a connection with you. Because if you sincerely felt a connection, it will come across if you are correct. And rather than acting like somebody is going to do you a favor by giving you a job, because no one's going to do you a favor by giving you a job. And if you can hold the light and you can exhibit your light while you're looking, then the people that have a sensitivity to that energy will want you around because you help make their day go faster, okay? Everyone has the issue of how to make their day go faster. And no one wants to be in a circumstance where it's boring and the day is just going slow, when is it going to be 5 o'clock? And somebody is going to have a company somewhere. It's probably not going to be a big corporation, but it's probably could be a smaller company. They're going to have a company where they're going to love having people around them that help their day go faster. So next question here. This is from Rosia. Rosia, I don't know if I want to ask about the scratches today, but let me ask this one here. Since stargates, portals, vortexes, and time travel exist, this has allowed demonic beings, aliens, and others to enter Earth to harm, abduct, and kill humans and animals. Is there anything we can do to close those stargate portals? Do we want to? And the vortexes all over the world to stop the abductions? And why are they allowed to come here to torment mankind and animals too? You know, I'm going to say one little side comment here. There was a time in my life where I was being negatively attacked. And I had read that, you know, there's an energy, this toroid wave energy, that is the energy that travels through the universe, through the stargates, everything, right? And I had read that a polyethylene and aluminum foil would block that energy. And so I went and was sleeping in aluminum camping bags because I thought it would protect me. Well, it did. And then when I finally asked the question about it, they said, well, it does protect you, but it also blocks you from connecting to our energy. And so there has to be another way outside of just closing off the portals, because that just closes you into a lower kind of contraction in this realm. Also, somebody else asked a question about that, the fact that the Earth is quarantined, and I'll ask that as a second question after we address this one. Thank you.
Thank you. One way to handle a situation like this is to close off within your own self any negativity. And sometimes this can be hard to do, because when the negativity or the unwanted thoughts occur in your own mind, then they provide an opening for outside influences to grab on and to move in and to build on that and to use it from inside to then take you over. You can build such strength within yourself when you let negativity dissolve, go, without trying to fight it, but just move your space so it is not connected. It cannot connect to negativity from the outside. When you are strong and close off the potential for negativity within yourself, they do not have a hold to grab onto with you. When you do have an area within you that is open and express come through negativity, then all manner of negative can connect to you and can even leave marks on the body and can disorient you. Sometimes it is not easy to eliminate negativity within yourself and to override it, to try to disown it is not the answer, because if it is there and you just try to seal it over, it is still there and active. If you can simply let it be and let it run itself out without trying to do something, if you can just let it go, eventually you will be so boring to the negative sources that they will not want to or have any reason to interact with you. If you do not react, you take away one of their reasons for being there to create reaction.
I would assume if one lived in an environment with other spiritual beings that were calling in the light every day, that that would be a great strengthening for someone that was having this kind of experience. Is that true?
Yes, it can move them into the energy of wholeness and to exclude the negative energies. If one is expressing the positive energies in their energy form naturally, and being around others that are doing this can help set the environment up to be wholesome.
And also, we have two things that our group does, which I talk about sometimes. One of them is team shift. We're small groups of people. It's not as good as living together, but they get together every day on the phone and call in the light, and they get to be friends. And that helps bring in a protective energy for someone. If anyone's interested in that, send me an email. And Edna Aschenbach has been coordinating that. And we're just starting the reading club with Marilyn. And if you send an email to readingclub.intelligent-infinity.com, it's going to be where people go around. And we haven't launched, we have a bunch of people that are waiting for the next step. And Marilyn may be doing a call tomorrow to start coordinating it. And reading excerpts from the three books we work with, The Raw Material, The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, and the Creator Gods of the Physical Universe. Just mentioning that we are not doing Team Shift or a reading club anymore. We do have a Saturday call studying Jesus, but we're not doing Team Shift. It's replaced by Whole Planet Healing. Because those books carry the energy of the higher sources. And this is not like a free-for-all. I'm just limiting it to those books because I don't want to have to evaluate. There's other things out there that have a lot of earthbound wisdom to them. And some things that are out there that look good, but really bring in negative energies. And I don't want to have to evaluate each thing and say, this is good, this isn't good. So I'm pretty confident on our books that we work with, The Raw Material, The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, and The Creator God book, that it's mostly positive. And it brings in the energies of the higher sources just by reading them and just doing things like this to keep strengthening your auric field into the positive sources. And eventually, and this has happened for people in our group, the negative just gives up. But it can take a while because usually, if negative is coming towards you on some level, it's matching something in you. And, you know, Ram Dass, I read something Ram Dass said, and he said, the entire universe exists as a playground for us to get enlightened in. So these things happen, and this is not to judge yourself. Okay, we're going over now. I don't know if we're... Hi, are we still on BBS?
Yes, we are. Open time slot after.
An open time slot, so we'll ask another question because we talked so long. Excuse me for talking and not getting right to the questions, but, you know, what I talk about are things that I think we're going through as a group addressing them. And by saying them, it helps bring more balance to all of us, and to me and Terry, and a clear opening for the sources to come in.
Okay. We got to go over to Whole Planet Healing. And I mute everybody.
Unmuted.
All right. We didn't get too many questions there. But that was a good answer. All right. Well, thank you all for being here. Are you guys there?
Yep.
Yep. That was interesting.
Yep. Okay. We'll see you in a moment on Whole Planet Healing. Okay. Okay.